Okay, we are now recording. And so we're now recording.
Yes, I think it's our ninth conference call.
I've done it, so we're actually, I'm recording us now.
Cool. I'm here with my friend and business partner, Sean Mack.
Okay.
And,
I'm Tracy, and I'm stepping in for Mike today. Not able to make it. So our intention for the call is to continue to support Peter in getting his son here for treatment here in the U.S. and keeping the foundation in mind as well.
Yes, definitely. The way I think that Mike usually does it is he kind of do the check-in, what we call it.
Right. Yeah.
I feel kind of lost without Mike.
I know. So first we have to do the prayer.
Yeah. I'll let you go ahead and pray this time, Tracy.
You said you were going to say that.
Okay. You said that?
Mike. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this day as we do every day. And thank for those who are on the call and those who couldn't make the call, but who has Kasim and Peter and the family in their heart. We pray for strength and healing for Kasim and the family. And we pray that you guide us in the direction which you see fit in order to make these things possible for Kasim and Peter. Now we ask and we count it already done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, so check in. So I'll give an update for Linda. She had the fundraiser over the weekend. She said it went really well. She raised $500.
Cool.
And she also talked with a friend about setting up a foundation, and a friend of hers has experience setting up a foundation, so she's going to get more information about that from her friend. So she's sorry she couldn't be on the call, but she wanted to let you know that the fundraiser was great turnout, and hopefully we'll all be able to piggyback on her leadership and do the same.
Cool.
Check in for Mike. He said he's still working on getting together with Peter to get the information completed for their airline ticket. He has to fill out their form. You guys have been trying to coordinate to do through American Airlines.
Yeah.
And he said he's still trying to coordinate with you on that. He is, this is a project he's doing in his SLP class, so he's still working on fundraising and trying to come up with different ideas on this end, the West Coast, that we can do here. And for me, I'm in a process of working on a fundraiser. Mine is going to be a comedy that I'm actually going to perform in, a comedy night. And I'm working on getting a booker to donate half of the proceedings from that night if I bring at least 50 people to Kasim and to help with this tour. So hopefully that'll happen probably late December, early January. Trying to get contacts together and maybe sooner than that, because I'm taking a stand-up workshop class now, and I have a show on the 5th, so I'm hoping that booker for that particular show will be able to help us get it going a little bit quicker.
Okay, cool.
Oh, and also Linda, she has a friend who's going to do a stand-up comedy show, and that's going to be a fundraiser, too, out in D.C. So they're working on that.
Cool, cool. And my friend Sean Mack here is a comedian also. He,
okay.
We might look into do something over here. I wouldn't hurt at all. So.
I can call from here. We can do a fundraiser comedy show for the night.
Yeah, we
could. That's an hourglass and 12.
Yeah, we might look into that. I'm not just saying that because he also does comedy at a place in Charleston.
Okay.
And we know the owner of the club, so we might just call him up and let him know what's going on and raise awareness and maybe
come down and do a couple.
And
well, where is
she? California, though.
That's why I'm planes come over here.
So we might look into that, too. That's definitely something we can look into and promote that in Charleston and have it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're done in Charleston, too. Good idea. Very good idea.
Good.
Me personally, my name
is... And you said update. So the next thing... Okay, now you're doing your check-in, Peter, right?
Yeah, yeah. My name is Peter Burton, Kasim's dad. And intention really right now is to... We're working on getting him to the U.S. like as soon as possible. He's already done his test in Martinique and... he's back in Dominica, and I've been calling and emailing Miranda, who's in charge at the center, and to help us get him to St. Louis. And she's doing everything she can. I got a text from her today, and the text said that she is. Went to the hospital. Haven't heard anything yet, but should hear something really soon. She's really pushing to help us get him in the U.S. like as soon as possible. Hopefully it could be done soon.
Okay.
My friend Sean Mack.
Hello, my name is Sean Mack, advertising agent for Paradise Studios. To this, I'm bringing an awareness as far as getting the word out, making people more knowledgeable about a rare disease so it won't be so rare. And when everybody knows about it, everybody may have their input on how to, bring more awareness and solutions to how to deal with the problem when something like this raises its head.
Okay. Thanks, Sean.
Okay,
now update. On Kasim?
Updates on Kasim. He's doing better. I want to say he's doing better. He's still not walking. We know that, but he's doing better. He's very good. He's kind of a little, a little tired, the kind of process is taking a long time, and he's kind of to get his proper therapy and the proper treatment here in the U.S. But he's he's still very optimistic. I could tell by his voice he's a little tired and a little kind of, been almost 3 months. Actually, it's been 3 months. The 13th of November made it 3 months since he's been paralyzed. It's 90 days, so I can understand. It's been a while, but otherwise he's okay. A lot of tests was done, and the test results show that his spine is the one that's really messed up badly. Guillain-Barré also affects the brain, but on the CT scan shows there's no effect. His brain is fine, and he's okay. I spoke to him two days ago, actually, and he's fine. He's in very good spirit.
Okay.
Well, that's the update, really.
Okay. So now we need to talk about what's been done. And you said you've talked with the social worker, is it, at the hospital?
No, Rhonda is, she does marketing for, she does marketing for this hospital in St. Louis. She worked with a hospital that deal with Guillain-Barré syndrome. and she's very close to the director of this hospital, who's willing to work on getting Kasim in the U.S. The hospital is called Rankin Jordan Hospital in St. Louis, and she's working with Dr. Holkamp, which is a doctor who's working on getting Kasim to come to the U.S. For his treatment and therapy.
Okay. So the last thing is what to do. So right now we kind of in limbo in terms of not being able to buy the ticket right now. Even if we did have the money, because we're waiting on the hospital.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Okay.
Right now we're waiting in the hospital, and in the meantime I'm still raising money, because most of the money that we raised, well, all of the money we raised earlier went towards him being in Martinique. Actually, I'm staying more than extra week over there in Martinique because of the tests and stuff. The money I raised went towards him being there and staying there. We had someone we paid daily to take him back and forth to the hospital. It was cheaper than have him staying at the hospital, because it was going to be something like, I think, almost $2,200 a day, €2,200 a day, something like this for the hospital. He had to be there for 10 days at least. So by going to the lady that in Martinique, it was cheaper. She was charging something like €100 a day, and then paid for the different tests that was done. So basically, we ended up using most of the money, for all the money, towards him being there, and some. So right now, we're just putting together money, putting my own money aside for him, so when we get okay, we can at least have money towards his ticket and everything.
Okay. So the last update you gotten from the hospital, they haven't given you a time frame yet.
No, haven't. The text I got from Rhonda Reed, and I quote, "I'm still waiting to hear from doctors at Rankin Jordan. Went there today for business, but did not get to talk to Dr. Holkamp." So she was there today, but she was on business. So she does marketing, and she wasn't able to talk to the doctor, but she's still waiting from here. I know they have received the medical information, and I think it's just a matter of time. That should be, you should know something in the next couple of days, I'm hoping, really.
Okay. Is there anything we need to do to support you in that, or?
As of right now, I'm just trying to raise as much funds as possible on my end, and every, you know, my church donated some money to us. So I'm just trying to raise as much funds as possible, and to at least get out there to bring them up here once. It's a go. I think it's going to be good. I have a strong feeling it's going to be good.
So there's nothing, no phone calls that need to be made to the hospital, no follow-ups to see where it is. Just wait to hear back through Ron.
As far as I know, I know the doctors from Dominica has emailed the information. I know the doctor from the U.S. called the doctor in Dominica. So the communication is there. So on our end, I don't think there's much I can do.
Okay.
You know, I don't know much I can do.
Okay, so our primary focus would just be on gathering, raising money. So we make sure that they have the money for the flight, and as well as for the living arrangement. They get here. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything else before we do the checkout?
That's it so far. I would think that's it.
Okay. Well, I'll be continuing to work on, because I'm actually working on my project in Landmark SLP course too, so I'm getting support on that. And so I'm hoping to really raise, my goal is to raise $2,500. That's my goal. And I'm hoping, instead of waiting on January, I'm hoping to do it in December because people are a little bit more giving around Christmas.
Yeah, true.
And so I'm hoping to do it right before Christmas. I'm not going to hope it. I'm going to do it before Christmas. I'm going to put that out there that it's going to happen before then. And I'll be able to put on this show and raise the money.
Cool.
And I'll make sure I'm going to have it recorded for you guys.
Definitely. We need that. I think next Monday when we get a call, I'm going to call, I'll call Christine and try to get him on the call Monday. Hopefully, if he's not out there yet, I'll definitely call him and try to get him on three-way and call him through the call, so he can be on the call.
Okay, good. So I'll make sure from the show, I have a DVD recorded for the show. I don't know if Christine may be able to watch it, because it's probably going to be some cursing. But,
He's 15. He's ready to be fun.
So I'm excited, because for one, I haven't done stand-up in a few years, and this is one thing that's pushing me to do it, to get back on stage and for a good cause. So.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Definitely, it'd be fun. Definitely record it, so we can definitely have it put.
They have people set up every night to just record, so I make sure I get a number of copies and share the love.
Got you.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the end of our call, and thank you, Peter, and
Sean
Mack, and we'll check in with you guys next week.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Tracy, for sending for Mike. I know we don't do it as good as Mike does, but...
Please. I'm like, I'm reading off paper from Step by Step he gave me, so... Like, this is hard.
I know, Mike is used to this, so that's a good thing. Are we definitely going to, I keep everyone up to date, just showing what's going on and everything.
Okay, well, we'll talk next Monday, okay. Same time, same place.
Same place.
All right,
thanks,
love you guys.
Thank you, bye-bye.